Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the evening news. The Minister for the Environment, François de Rugy, is under pressure after revelations were made by investigative online newspaper Mediapart. Yesterday, he had to defend his reasons behind hosting private luxury dinners while he was president of the National Assembly, all at the cost of the taxpayer. The story, which is broken today by the news agency, is over the renovation of his Grace and Favour apartment, which cost the public per €63,000. Mr. de Rugy, whose position is looking vulnerable after these revelations, is in meetings with the Prime Minister, Edouard Philippe. The public prosecutor in Reims is opening a formal investigation into the death of Vincent Lambert. An autopsy will be performed tomorrow in Paris to ascertain whether the correct procedure according to the Leonetti law was carried out. Mr. Lambert died today, 10 days after life support treatment was withdrawn. The Leonetti law relates to the rights of patients at the end of their life. The sixth stage in the Tour de France will shortly be completed at the summit of the Vosges Mountains in La Planche des Belles Filles. The 160-kilometre cycle today began in Mulhouse. The current holder of the yellow jersey, Julien Alaphilippe, may have his position threatened after today's race. And finally to tennis at Wimbledon, where Romanian player Simona Halep has secured her place for the women's final after beating Elina Svitolina. Her victory over the Ukrainian was won in two sets, 6-1, 6-3. And Serena Williams has easily beaten the Czech player Barbara Strykova 6-1, 6-2 to qualify for her place in the final at the All England Club. The French duo of Nicolas Mahut and Edouard Roger Vasselin are through to the men's doubles finals, defeating Ivan Dodig and Philippe Polasek 6-2, 7-6, 7-6. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.